Well, Bob was in Bolivia last Sunday. We couldn't be with him. But Bob was in Bolivia last Sunday. He was with the believers, not just last Sunday, but for several days last week. And you know, there are some believers there that heard the word here in New Jersey. And this woman took the word of God back to her country. And because of that, she'd been involved with God's word. And Bob has had the opportunity to really bless them with God's word. And so we thought it'd be a blessing to hear a little bit about Bob's summer vacation, Bob's trip to Bolivia. Okay, so Bob Chatton, Reverend Bob Chatton.
Thank you. God bless you. Didn't know I was going to do my essay on what I did for my summer vacation. Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Bob Chatton, and among the different hats that I wear for Harbor Light Fellowship is I serve the Spanish-speaking fellowships that we have here and in other places. And, you know, we refer to ourselves many times as the first century church in the 21st now. And in the first century church, the outreach of God's word, the movement of God's word centered around a handful of very important and strategic places. It centered around Jerusalem. It centered around Antioch of Syria, Ephesus, Corinth, and Rome. And one of the things that these places all had in common were they were all places that were hubs. They were all places where people came and went from throughout the known world. People came there because they were transportation centers. People came there because they were educational centers. People came there because they were economic centers, cultural centers. And so people came, spent time there, and then went on to other places. And you know, we live in one of those places today. This New York City, northern New Jersey area is one of those places in today's world, a place where people come to visit, a place where people come to work, a place people come to jump off to other places, a place where people come sometimes to stay. And because of that, we have an incredible opportunity right here in our own backyard to not only affect people and lives and places nearby, but also people in many other places around the world. And that's just one of the wonderful things about living in this area. And because you have done that, today, Harbor Light Fellowship serves not only people here in New Jersey, but also we're currently active in helping people in 10 other countries that I know about. There probably are more, but those are the ones I know about. And that's really something if you think about it. And that's just because of sharing and blessing people who are around us all the time. You probably know, many of you do, that here in this area we have people who have been leaders in other countries and who are now here with us serving and living here, for some of them for a number of years, people like Milagros, whom you saw, Mariana Aviles, who you'll see a little bit later, some here more recently who have been leaders in their countries, people like Andrea Alarcón de Dillon, we have Michelle Corral, we have people like that, we have others who have grown up here and who have traveled with me to Latin America to bless and to teach and to minister, people like Phil Gonzalez, like Alex Dillon, like J.C. Aviles, Juan Odio, people like that. So really, part of what I want to say to you is that you are affecting not only here, but a lot of other places. And it's really just as simple as sharing God's word. I just returned from a 9-day trip to Bolivia, and it has everything to do with exactly that. 2.5 years ago, a woman came here for a temporary job in Paterson, New Jersey, from Bolivia. And it happened that that job landed her in a building where our wonderful Lissa Scott was working. And Lissa, as she does with everybody that she meets, she loved this woman, blessed her, of course, shared God's word with her, helped her, invited her to fellowship. And she got so blessed and so turned on, not only with what Lissa did for her, but with what many of you did for her. But she couldn't stay, and she went back. She went back to Bolivia. And then something else that we can do when we speak to these people is we can stay in touch with them. Lissa stayed in touch with her. I stayed in touch with her. Some of you did as well. And we just tried to keep blessing them and helping them, her and her family. And, you know, I invited him to come to advances that we did in Ecuador and some other things, but that really wasn't very much available to them. But we just kept in touch and kept loving them. About a year went by, not a lot happened, but we just kept faithfully sending them God's word and praying for them. And then one day, about a year and a half ago, I got an email from this woman, and she said, "Okay, we're ready." I said, "Ready for what?" And she said, "We want to do a fellowship. We want to do it over the internet with you. We want to do it every week." It's okay, great. So the past year and a half, we get together two and a half hours a week. We do fellowship. They invite people to their home. We have people that connect in, friends of theirs in Bolivia. We have a person, a friend of theirs in Mexico that connects in. So we've been doing this fellowship. Then this last summer, they sent their oldest daughter here, Berenice. Bere, many of you got a chance to meet her. She came, stayed with my family for a couple of months, went to the youth advance, to the different events of the summer, got totally blessed, completely turned on fire for God's word, and went back. And then the door opened for me to go and spend a little time with them. I just went to bless them, basically, this family. A man, his wife, three children, and other people that they were blessing and touching. And so that was this trip. And you know, when Lissa blessed and took care of and spoke God's word to this woman, she didn't know who they were or anything about them. And I didn't know until I went to Bolivia. Turns out that when I got there, because they never made a big deal out of it, is that this family is connected to and is part of the history of Bolivia and a number of very prominent people in Bolivia. The first fellowship, the first night that we did a fellowship there, to my left was the most recent ex-president of the country. To my right was the country's most prominent art historian. To her right was one of the country's leading authors. We happened to go in front of the National Art Museum one day. We stopped in a moment. On the walls, there are paintings by this family. The children in primary school, some of the books that they read were written by the family. The people who study history in universities and secondary schools, the textbook, The History of Bolivia, is co-written by three members of the family. Patty's brother is one of La Paz's, the capital's, most prominent architects. Actually, it was pretty funny. I was telling him, I wanted to go see my old house from when I lived in La Paz many years ago. And so I was describing where the house was, and Koki, the father, he goes, "Is it kind of next to the school here?" "Yeah." "Is it gasoline station across the street?" "Yeah." "So I don't even know if it's still there." I said, "I can take you to that house. My family built that house." So, who knew, right? So all these people, prominent scientists, people from all walks of life in this family, they all came to hear God's word, as well as friends of Betis from school, friends of theirs, friends and relatives of Marcia Chacon, who's here, of course, from Bolivia, and many of these other people came to hear God's word. They also had invited, who were friends of theirs, leaders from four or five different religious groups and movements within Bolivia, ranging from Catholic groups, charismatic Catholic groups, Pentecostal evangelical groups, a bunch of people. They all came, too, to these fellowships to see what this was about. Because these people, I would say conservatively, they invited 150 to 175 people to come to fellowship. Now, 150 to 175 people didn't show up, but about 40 or 45 people showed up. Hey, three people bring 45 new people to fellowship in a week? That's not bad. That's not bad. And you know what? Every day I was there, they spent 2 hours or more on the phone calling these people individually, personally, and saying, you really need to come to our house. This thing has changed our lives. This has blessed us so much. We want you to have a little bit of what we've had. Please come. That was the message that they were giving to all these people. And some came out of curiosity. Some came because they had needs. Some came because they wanted answers. But they all heard God's word. Five or six people spoke in tongues for the first time. A number of people are interested in continuing with the fellowships. You know, this could change the history of this country. We'll see. But whether it does or not, it's changed the lives of this family. And that has to do not only with Lissa and to some degree with me, but it has to do with you as well. Every single fellowship, every night began with them sharing and I mean sharing passionately, about what happened when Patty, when Patricia Vacaflor, that's the name of the woman who originally came here, when Patty came here, and how Lissa loved her, and how she shared God's word with her, and how that changed her life. And then how people here in New Jersey, of all places, continue to love them and spend time with them and take care of them and be involved in their lives. And then how incredibly blessed their daughter was to come here, and the love that many of you showed to her and took her places and did things with her and helped her to get a great vision of God's word in her life. They don't know a great deal of God's word at this point. They know some. But boy, what they know is that they've been loved and that you care about them. And they pray for you every day. And they're abundantly thankful that you pray for them. And by the way, thank you for your prayers for the trip. You can tell it makes a difference when you're on one of these deals. So in 9 days, we did 6 fellowships. We did 3 lunches, 2 dinners, and a variety of other activities. We met with people outdoors, indoors, living rooms, restaurants, wherever people wanted to hear God's word and wherever anybody wanted to hear what was going on, we shared with them. And it was really a wonderful privilege. And by the way, they send their love, particularly Patty and Bede, who have been here and who know many of you, but they love you very much because of the heart that you've shown for them. And I'm enormously grateful to have been able to make this particular trip to represent God and his word, to represent Harbor Light Fellowship, to represent you, because you're very much in their hearts. And that's an example of the difference that this can make. I thought about how Paul says in Acts 26, witnessing both to small and to great. That's small in the world's eyes. Maybe people who don't seem to the world to be very important, and some people who have position in the world. It doesn't matter. God is no respecter of persons, and neither are we, are we? We just speak God's word. We want to love somebody with God's word. One of the last things that Jesus Christ said to his disciples before he ascended was, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that literally is everything that moves. That's a figure, obviously. It's okay. You don't have to preach to the bunny rabbits and the other, but, you know, people, everything that moves. What a privilege we have. What an incredible God we have, like Nick shared so beautifully. Thank you, Nick. We talk about moving God's word over the world. You're part of it. You're part of it right here. Maybe not all of us can go to Bolivia, but the reason there is the word moving in Bolivia today, the reason there are fellowships all over Ecuador today, the reason there are people in some of these other countries where things are happening, has everything to do with your prayers, and because you, many of you, shared God's word with people who happen to be here, whether for a short time or a little bit longer time. So let's move that word. Let's speak that word. You know, we have our first person from South America and fellow laborers this year, Daniela Gonzalez. That's a big deal. There are more who want to come. What a great opportunity we have here. So let's glorify our Heavenly Father. Let's love people. Let's speak the word, whether they live here or someplace else. It doesn't matter. But boy, what a great opportunity we have right here in northern New Jersey to affect not only here, but the whole world. And Bolivia is changing because of it and because of you. Please pray for them and continue to love and share God's word with people, okay? Love you.